answer that, we're sending them a subpoena.
Justice Department spokesperson Sara Iskar Flores, the move prompting the head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors to cancel a planned White House meeting today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Western Streets, Vincennes.
Does your staff work on their feet all day? Do their feet hurt all day? Do they have trouble getting to the shoe store to purchase their work shoes? Well, let us come to you. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman Shoes, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes, and we have gone mobile. We can now bring our quality, service, and selection to you. Call us today at 1-800-726-4770 for more details on us helping you have happier, healthier employees. Grundman, your footwear specialist since 1929.
Vincennes Water is pure, abundant, and dependable. And now Vincennes Water customers can receive and pay their bills more conveniently. The first step is to get your bill via email, then pay it electronically. There's no charge for that, and you won't have to pay for checks and postage or the expense of delivering your payment. Go online to vinutilities.com. That's all you need for no-hassle, secure, and money-saving payment options. Vincennes Water Utilities, vinutilities.com.
You're invited to a free open house and workshop at Ileana Irrigation. Matt Richardville has organized the fertigation workshop and open house for Thursday, February 1st. Learn valuable information from local agronomists and industry experts about using your irrigation system to apply nutrients and crop protection. Doors open at 8:30, free lunch from Carla's Catering. Plan to attend the free open house and fertigation workshop at Ileana Irrigation, 1096 Beckus Lane, Vincennes, just off Decker Road. Call Matt Richardville for more information, 890-6004.
If you missed having a booth at the Wabash Valley Bridal Showcase, well, you missed the chance to talk to a record number of brides. But don't miss another opportunity. Book your booth today for the Daviess County Bridal Show. Contact Cher Elliott at 812-882-6060. That's 812-882-6060 or email events at originalcompany.com. The Daviess County Bridal Show, February 11th, Eastside Park in Washington. Get your business signed up today.
This is Pastor Johnny from Praise Harvest Church, inviting you to tune in to Knox County Today, this Friday at 11 a.m. Listen in to be encouraged in the things of the Lord and hope for this nation.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. 800-296-1253. That's 800-296-1253.
You can help with natural disasters nationwide with this community event on WAOV. Helping His Hands Disaster Response is asking for you to partner with them. For $5 a month or $60 a year, they can help families locally as well as countrywide when natural disasters strike. For more information, call 882-1261 or helpinghishands.com. You can also email helpinghishands at vinu.edu for more information on Helping His Hands.
Your forecast is brought to you by Evansville Regional Airport, offering hundreds of one-stop, competitive-priced destinations daily on American Airlines, Delta, and United, and new low-cost, non-stop flights to Orlando on Allegiant. Visit flyevv.com to learn more. Evansville Regional Airport.
Your 97.7 FM WAOB weather forecast. This afternoon, cloudy. Look for gradual clearing as the afternoon rolls on. Highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 50. Friday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Look for rain on Saturday, highs near 50. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM, WAOV, and at NewsKnoxCounty.com.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named a Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
And good afternoon. This is Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesday, and you know what that means. It's the Ask the Designer Talk Show. I'm joined with my buddy Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture. Greg, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
Good, good, good. And I missed last week. I was moving my boy to the Air Force.
Right.
But I hated to miss the show. Hopefully things went well with Mark.
Oh, everything went great with Mark. We talked about 12 questions that designers ask clients to kind of give people an idea of what to expect if a designer comes to their house. And, you know, so kind of we had a nice time. It was good to see Mark again and good to work with him.
Yeah, yeah, good. Good, good, good. Mark's a great guy, and he always does a great job with these kind of things. So, sorry I missed it, but this week we're excited, got another new topic to talk about, and so we're going to talk about luxury furniture today.
Yeah.
Luxury furniture.
I'm going to tell everybody a hint, though. We've got Annie Glass on sale right now.
Oh.
It's half price. They need to get in and pick up a gift or two, because that Annie Glass is a limited edition. It's signed and numbered, you know, several of the pieces are. There's some real nice pieces there that would be appropriate for your sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
There's a heart-shaped dish that is silver-trimmed and a heart-shaped dish that is gold-trimmed. Now, the trimming on Annie Glass is real 18-karat gold.
Oh, okay.
And it is real silver. So,
beautiful.
You know, it's a real nice piece. It's a nice piece for a wedding gift.
True, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you get it at half price now. You can give a gift that's worth twice what you paid for it.
Very nice. Very, very nice. That's great. Great opportunities and so much cool stuff going on there in the gift gallery. And this is a great, great new piece available. And it's Valentine's Day. I mean, it's hard to believe it's already the end of January.
That's right.
Man,
that's
this right. Year's flying by.
I know it.
But, and like you mentioned, it's a great opportunity to stock up on some wedding gifts.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I know I've already gotten 3 save the dates for this year. So, great chance to drop in and get the price, a great price, and get them a beautiful piece of crystal to start their collection.
And we do free gift wrap.
Yeah, that's right. That gift wrap, which I have to say, last week I needed a bereavement gift. It was great. Just gave Greg a call, said, hey, I need this. This is what budget I'm looking at. I'll pick it up at 4 o'clock. We have it wrapped, and it was gorgeous. So
all ready for you.
Worked perfect, and this is definitely the way to go for me from now on. Just call and say, Greg, Jane, Becky, whoever answers the phone, help me, and this is what I want.
Right. Well, you know, everybody's busy. You know, you don't have time to get places, and you want to do something. It's tough today, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people are on a half-hour lunch hour, and
you
know, you don't have time to go here and there, and you know, this way you can depend on what we do, and we'll do it nicely. It'll be the price point you want, and it'll be wrapped beautifully. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, once you visit the gift gallery, I mean, you're just in awe of so big of selection, the broad price points that are available.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if I needed a gift for my daughter's teacher last minute, you know, she's retiring or into the school year or whatever, I have something, you have stuff as little as $10
right.
that you can do that. And it's nice stuff. I mean, it's really, really nice stuff. So it's great to have such a wide variety and great selection of affordable items that are
well, you know,
great.
At Christmas, we had some little pickup gifts prepackaged and, you know, we put them together, made our own packages, put them together, put a bow on them, wrapped them, and they were all ready to go out the door.
Right.
And we're going to concentrate on that for spring, so we'll have those kinds of items around. So
Secretary's
Day or for your kid's teacher or, you know, whatever's coming up, we'll have some things that you can pick up easily, and they're all ready to just a gift.
Yeah, very,
you know,
very nice.
Add a card and you're ready to go.
Yeah, that was nice. I just came in, signed a card, you looped it through, put it on the bow, and boom, we were done. So.
Right.
Very, very nice. All right. So we talked about the gift gallery and the specials that's
right.
going on right now. And so might that be a thing that you might start highlighting things each week or once a month? Or
we're probably going to try to run a special every 2 weeks for a few months.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll announce it on this show.
Oh.
And then I announced the Annie Glass last week.
Okay.
That it'd be on sale. And it starts the following Monday. Now, you know, as far as the store's concerned, that started the Monday after the Wednesday I announced on the show.
Sure.
So if you're one of our favorite listeners, you get a break by listening to the radio show because you know when that sale starts.
Yes, yes.
You know, the general public isn't going to hear that ad until the following Monday.
That's right, that's right.
So, you know, we give you a little break if you're a regular listener,
yeah.
You know.
You are so good to your listeners and your clients, and we like to treat them well here on the show. So,
well, speaking of clients and people, I got a message from one of our listeners that says he listens every week. So I'm going to say hello to Dave, and he knows who he is.
Awesome, Dave.
He's on his way home from work. He said he listens to the show every week.
Well, Dave, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I appreciate that. When we talked about the show, I was a little nervous, one, to be hosting it because, you know, that's just not what I normally do. But, you know, Greg and I talked several times about are we going to have enough material to be able to talk on a show like this every week. And, oh, my gosh, this show has turned out to be so much fun. And we do talk about anything and everything and so much. I've learned so much. I want to build a big house now so I can learn, take everything I've learned from our shows and build this awesome house. But, yeah, this is a great show. And I've been trying, as I'm talking to different people, if they are thinking about redecorating and shopping or whatever, I encourage them to listen or to go back on our website and listen to other shows because you can. If you miss our show today, don't worry. You can always go back and listen on the website. They're loaded the very next day. You just go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, takes you to our page, and they're all just sitting right there. And the other thing that's there that we would really, 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 really love for people to do is send us a topic you'd like to discuss or if you have a specific question about something you're wanting to do with your home.
Or a decorating problem.
Yeah,
you know, if
yeah.
you've got, if you're trying to figure out what to do with that corner in your living room,
mm-hmm.
you know. You can write it in and get some free advice. And
yeah, yeah, because that, I mean, that's fun. We like those things. I know Greg does, and you know, I don't always know the answer, but I always know how to kind of help us along. So we love solving problems. So, in fact, one of my coworkers, we were talking about that, and he stopped and chatted with you, and you went and had an appointment there in his home with his wife, and, you know, they're thrilled. They're super excited about what you're going to be able to do for them in their home, so... don't be afraid to ask for guidance or assistance. It is affordable to have Greg come and chat with you. So don't let price intimidate you. I know a lot of times people think, oh, I can't afford, you know, someone to come in and do that for me, but you're very manageable in your price point and based on what you're doing, you know,
well,
there may not even be a fee at all.
Right. There may not be a fee. There may be a fee involved sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but the thing about it is, you know, we're going to talk about luxury furniture today,
mm-hmm.
and that's the upper end of the business, and that's great. Now, the thing that you have to realize to put this in perspective is we have good, better, best in the store. Today we're going to talk about best, but we have good and better, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you can handle the best, and I tell this to a lot of young couples, because a lot of times they go, well, I've only got this much to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I understand that. You know, right. their resources are limited. But if you apply that, and then maybe if you can't buy the best piece of furniture now, if you've got half of it, it might be worth your while to bump it up and maybe pay the balance on time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the difference between a starting sofa in good that you can expect 3 to 5 years out of to one that is in the best category is actually about 2.5 times the difference in between good to best.
Gotcha.
A best sofa will last 25 years and it's worth recovering.
Oh, okay.
The good sofa will last, like I said, 3 to 7 years, they say. And, you know, I probably wouldn't recover that starting sofa, you know. And a lot of people, you know, I've had young people tell me, you know, we've had our sofa a short time. It's falling apart. The frame's broken. The cushions are saggy. And you know, and I really thought it would do better than that. Part of that problem is they're not being informed by the store what they're buying.
Yeah, that is a huge difference. I know through our shows and some of our videos that we do, it's amazing how the different quality of furniture and how important it is to understand how your furniture has been built.
Right.
To be able to rationalize and understand that paying the extra money actually in the long run is way better.
Saves you a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know? If you're buying a new sofa every 3 years, it doesn't take long to get to that point where, you know, in 9 years, you could have, you know, you would have bought that nice piece of furniture.
Yeah, you're not even halfway through the really nice sofa. So, all right, well, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about our luxury furniture. So stay tuned.
Offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes, Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
So the $1 down and then $10 a month deal at Planet Fitness is on now. Pretty sweet. That's $1 down and then $10 a month to be in a thumbs up emoji place. Yes, I just said thumbs up emoji. It means you're in the judgment-free zone. That's $1 down and then $10 a month. Join in club or online at planetfitness.com. The world judges. We don't. Planet Fitness. Be free.
Hurry, $1 to join Planet Fitness Vincennes ends January 31st.
Annual membership fee applies. Participating locations only. See club for details.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-706-6060, 800-706-6060.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-706-6060, 800-706-6060, 800-706-6060.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Radio Station, joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, remind our listeners how they can get a hold of you and where you're located.
You can come in the store at 102 North 4th Street, 4th and Bessarin. They have the big red awning around the store, and it's easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's parking space outside,
yep.
So it's easy. Or you can call the store and schedule an appointment, 812-886-4444. A lot of times if I have people call in, you know, and they're wanting to see me in the store, and they want me to help them with their house, I really like to go to the house first.
Okay.
Because then I have a better idea of what to show them when they're in the store.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
If they just walk in the store and they go, I'm looking for a sofa, that's fine. What size is your living room?
You know, I'd be like, I don't know.
And most people are.
Yeah, which is fine, yeah. Which is fine.
And that's not a problem. But, you know, it's like, okay, then, you know, so we find a comfortable sofa. Then I have to go out the house anyway.
Sure.
So if I just feel like if I get to go to the house first, I can do a better job helping them find exactly what they want because yeah. I know what size they're looking for. I know what the scale of the house is. I know what scale their other furniture is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that, seeing the other pieces and the layout of the room and the doors right. and the windows and all that. I know is a big part of how you design and lay out a room.
Well, and the scale of their other furniture, you know, if they've got little bitty chairs in there and they want a big monster sofa, it's not going to balance
gonna work.
In the room.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. So, you know, if I get a chance to look at it first, it's usually better.
There you go. There you go. All right. And this week, we are talking about luxury furniture. Yep. Earlier in the segment, you mentioned that, you know, you have, just like we mentioned with the gift gallery, same with furniture. You have different price points. You have
right.
good, better, and best furniture. And today,
right.
our feature conversation is going to be on the best furniture.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the best furniture because of the options that's available with that.
Okay.
You know, last fall, we added Temple Furniture, which is an upholstered
mm-hmm.
furniture line. That means sofas, chairs, ottomans, those sorts of things. And then we also added a leather gallery.
Yes.
Last fall, you know, just right before Christmas open house. And our leather gallery is some beautiful leathers, and there's some great colors. And, of course, we're going to do special order with that. But the leather furniture has three different cushions that you can get with the leather furniture. And they have a luxe cushion that's available that's a really nice soft seat. We've got samples of these different seats in some of the sofas on the floor. We're preparing an area now. I think we're going to move the leather downstairs.
Okay.
We've had it upstairs since fall when it came in. I think we're going to take an area downstairs and make that our leather gallery area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to work on that now. We'll have it done in time for spring open house. But the thing about this leather furniture is it's called Carolina Classic Leather. It's very, very well made. It's very, very well priced.
Excellent.
The prices are probably 60% or half of what you see in other leather lines, because this company, that's all this man does is does the leather.
Very nice.
You know, and he's very picky about picking out his leather. He goes and picks out all the leather from Europe. They don't tan leather in the United States anymore. Some of the chemicals that they have to use for tanning are against the EPA codes.
Okay.
So the tanning of leather is all done in Europe. Almost all of it's done in Europe now.
Interesting.
Because we can't do it in the United States anymore. So he goes and he really handpicks the leather pieces that he wants.
Uh-huh.
And then he brings them back to the States and has them shipped back to the States and prepares them and puts them on sofas and chairs.
Very nice.
Now, the rest of that story is, since he has his own company and he's the boss, you can call him up and say, hey, you know, I want this or I want that. Well, just for example, there's 27 different types of studs you can order on your sofa, applied to your sofa, if that's what you so desire.
Okay.
If you have a special need, we can handle that. Many of his pieces that aren't made reclining, he can make into a reclining piece of furniture.
Very nice.
And he can also modify the seat depth or width and the arm height and the back height.
Yeah, we've talked about that before with some of the other custom furniture
yeah.
you do that. It
Temple
can,
furniture does
it
that also.
It all can be crafted to fit you. So if you're tall, if you're short, don't worry. You can make it work.
Right, right.
Very nice. And that's great yeah. that you have that in the Temple line and now in the leather line as well.
Right, right. Because then we can make it exactly what the people want.
Yeah.
You know? They do a beautiful job of tailoring. You know, this is suitcase stitched leather.
Very nice.
So it's very, very well done. The stitches are evenly spaced. There's no glue system used, you know, on the Carolina leather. It's all hand sewn.
Oh, very nice.
And, you know, it's a solid hardwood frame in all of the Carolina leather pieces. Full suspension spring system in the seating. It just has a great feel to it. If you haven't been in and looked at it, please come in and take a look at the Carolina leather collection, because we've got some nice pieces. We've got a recliner in it. We've got a swivel chair in it. We've got, you know, a couple of little chairs. Then a lot of times in leather, they do a sofa and matching chair.
Okay.
And almost all their pieces come as sofa, love seat, and chair is all made. And many of them are also available as a sectional.
Oh, very nice. So that you've got a lot of pieces you can choose from. So anything that will... You've got something that'll work in every situation. Just doesn't matter the size of the room or what you're looking for. There's something there in this leather line that you can help them with.
That's right.
That's great. That's great. So this company is based out of where?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. So right, made here, right in the good old U.S. of A., which
right.
We love to do that.
Right.
And we've talked before about when we're getting furniture tailor-made for us, it does take some time.
It does. So, it takes 10 to 11 weeks if you have a special item that has to be done a certain size or uh-huh. something. But it's worth waiting for, because you're going to get exactly what you need.
Right.
You know, a lot of women walk in and say, I can't find a sofa that fits me because when I sit down in them, my feet stick straight out.
Yeah.
You know, because the seats are too deep.
Yeah.
And both the Carolina leather and Temple do a 19-inch seat depth, which
okay.
is a very shallow sofa. But a lot of women need that shallower seat depth.
Yes.
And, you know, we understand that, and we're willing to provide it to our customer.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that is one of the great things about what you do there at Regal Furniture is you're so accommodating to the clients. You really focus on each and every need that they have. And you find needs that they don't even know they need. That's what I like is, you know, because you are so perceptive to this kind of stuff. And you've been in the business over 40 years. So you,
right.
you know it inside and out in your sleep. So you know these things to ask.
I grew up with it.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up with it. So, you learn a lot just by association and just, I mean, even when I was a little kid and going to furniture market. A certain amount of that stuff soaks in.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
even though you're sitting there bored to tears, you think. But, you know, it was always neat going to furniture market with my mom and dad or my grandfather and my dad. Because I was always told, you know, they always kind of use the reward system, you know. You be good today, we'll do what you want to do tonight. So I get to go see a movie that wouldn't come to Indiana for 6 months or something later.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd have the scoop on the new Disney movie or whatever is going on.
There you go.
And you know, it was a good experience. It taught me how to be businesslike.
Yes.
It taught me how to shake hands, how to talk to somebody, look at my eye to eye.
Right.
It taught me how to deport yourself in a setting that maybe you weren't real comfortable with.
Oh, yeah. We all need help with that.
it also helped train me what fork to use and what to look at in a place setting and you know, places that you went and parties that you went to. So, you know, all this has kind of rounded out into a hole in the design because, you know, we help people plan parties. We help people with tablescapes. We help people with table settings.
Right.
You know, we help people decorate their homes. All those things, you know, it's just like anybody that's in business in retail, every aspect of your life comes into play with that work that you do with that customer.
Absolutely.
Because they're there for an honest answer and some help, and that's what we try to do at Regal Furniture.
Right, right. People might forget what you say or what you've done for them, but they always remember how you made them feel and how you treated them. So
that's right.
I'm a firm believer in that in my life, professionally, personally, and you guys do a phenomenal job of that treatment to every customer that
we
you
try
that
very,
you have.
Very hard.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. All right, well, we're nearing our next break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk a little bit more about this luxury furniture that is available at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, and of course, recipes and questions. So be sure and stay.
An unusual recipe today.
Music to my ears, so stay tuned.
Center, 97.7 WAOV News Desk. I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Commissioners have put a 10-ton load limit in place starting Friday morning on county roads due to wetness softening those roads. Knox County Commissioners President Kelly Streeter blames thawing from warmer weather and recent rains for the softening of the road surfaces. Knox County Highway Superintendent Benji Boyd asked for the delay to 8 a.m. on Friday to ensure companies with heavy trucks have enough time to make alternate plans. Davies and Martin counties have imposed 10-ton weight limits on all county roads starting now. Those limits in effect till further notice. The weight limits designed to prevent further damage to county roads due to softening road conditions. Knox County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Bruceville man following an incident last night at his Vine Street home. Officers were called to the home occupied by 22-year-old Kyle Stewart. Stewart is charged with battery, strangulation, and neglect of a dependent. He's been booked into the Knox County Jail. At Vincennes, police are seeking clues in a reported residential entry in Presidential Estates. April Larson told police she found a tall, thin male in her Johnson Square residence without permission. Anyone with information on the illegal entry is encouraged to call Vincennes City Police. More news available anytime you want it online at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee, 97.7 WAOV News.
This is Hoosier Ag Today and the Wednesday Closing Farm Market Report. What a day for commodities on a very, very weak dollar. This update is brought to you by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. 800-708-CORN and seedconsultants.com. The very weak dollar helped funnel fund money into commodities, including crude oil, all of the metals, all of the energies for that matter, and the ag markets. March corn goes up 5.25. 356 and a half. May up an even nickel at 364 and three quarters. July corn also up a nickel at 373. Beans got turned around as well. March 992 and a quarter up six. May 1003 and three quarters up six. Wheat led the way. March at 433 up 11 and a half. Livestock also higher, 35 cents up. April live cattle, 125.15. Lean hogs, 75.70, up a dollar and a nickel. I'm Andy Eubank. Who's your ag today? Indiana's Farm Network.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
43 points for Grace Wagoners to Revay Patriots win. North Knox misses out on a chance for an outright blue chip conference title. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. 43 points out of Revay junior Grace Wagoner that beats record of 42 set by Kelly Lane in 1983. That in a 63-36 win for the 20-2 Lady Patriots over the Lady Indians. Revay will host Northeast Dubois on Thursday. A win there will give Revay a share of the Blue Chip Conference crown. The North Knox Lady Warriors missed out on the chance to get that crown outright as Lagodi defeats North Knox 43-42 at Jack Butcher Arena. North Knox got a six-point lead in the fourth quarter, but the Lady Lions came back and got the victory and pulled into a tie with both North Knox and Revay for the top spot in the Blue Chip. Lagodi now 17-2. North Knox goes to 17-5. North Knox will host Bar Reeve. Lagodi will host South Knox. Again, Revay, North Knox, and Lagodi looking for a share of the Blue Chip title. I'm Tom Lee. Hope has a voice in Knox County. Here's another community event on WAOV. A domestic violence victims advocacy program, Hope's Voice, is serving victims of domestic violence. A team of volunteer advocates will man the crisis line at 812-899-HOPE. If you want to volunteer or to donate resources, you may call 881-5422. Or again, if you're a victim in need of services, call 812-899-HOPE. That's 899-4673.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. This afternoon, cloudy. Look for gradual clearing as the afternoon rolls on. Highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 50. Friday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Look for rain on Saturday, highs near 50. That's your weather forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV and at newsknoxcounty.com.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. You can also tune in and listen to us on AM 1450, or you can go to newsknoxcounty.com, click on the Ask the Designer logo, and then you can hit Listen Live and hear us here each week at the 3 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. You can check out old shows on the webpage as well. You can submit topics for discussion or your specific questions. But we're here each Wednesday at the 3 o'clock hour. The 3 o'clock local is what we call it. And you have somebody here each day talking about local happenings going around the Knox County community. Tuesdays are the Mark and Mark Show, Mark Hill and Mark McNeese, talking about lots of local stuff and what's the latest and hottest topics going on. Wednesday, you know, the cool kids are here on Wednesday. That's Greg and I with Ask the Designer. Thursday are the lawyer show with Jeff Cobb and Dave Rolligan. And then Friday is the Bow Wow Meow Hour with Laura Ariel of the Vincennes Animal Shelter. So a great lineup each week, but definitely tune in each Wednesday because we have lots of fun here on the Ask the Designer talk show. Greg Grizzly from Regal Furniture. We hang out here, we have a good time, and this hour just flies by.
Yep, sure does.
Every week.
Yeah.
All right, so we have been talking about luxury furniture.
Okay. We're going to talk a little more about Temple Furniture now because we covered the leather.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Temple Furniture. Temple Furniture is an old company that does a solid kiln-dried oak frame, and it's bench-made. Bench-made means that it does go down the assembly line.
Okay.
A man cuts the wood, puts it together to build the frame for the sofa. He puts the springs in it, puts all the padding on it, and then he upholsters it.
So one man builds the entire piece?
Most of the time? There's a couple or three involved with it.
Okay.
But it's bench made in the fact that it doesn't go down the assembly line.
Sure.
You know,
stays on one table and everybody takes turns working.
Right. Different ones have different specialties.
Sure.
So, you know, one guy may build the frame, another guy may put the springs system in it, you know, another guy may wrap it with the cotton batting and stuff like that, and then they've got the master upholsterer
who'll come
in and do the final upholstery to it.
Yeah, and, what was I going to ask? Hold on just a minute. I'm getting old, Greg. It slips my mind. You'd said kiln-dried oak wood that is built the frame. So the kiln drying, that helps make sure it kind of hardens that wood to its most solid state.
It makes sure there's no green spots in the wood because, you know, the wood can, if it's green and not dried thoroughly, that can be a break in that wood. It can cause a break or a fracture in that wood, and it weakens that part of the wood. So you don't want that going on inside your sofa.
Right.
So the kiln drying, you know, really guarantees that you won't have any undried parts in that piece of wood that can create a problem later.
Yeah. And oak, you know, oak is the mighty oak tree. The best.
Yeah, that's a hardwood.
It's the best wood used available to do that. So, again, that just is key in why investing in furniture and using that is so important.
Right.
And again, that just reassures you that the money you're investing in that furniture means long-term and a quality product.
Right. Now, along with this bench-made piece of furniture, you've got a manufacturer that's been around a lot of years.
Yeah.
And thus, they have there's a bigger selection of fabrics from that company than the other companies.
Okay.
They carry more inventory, you know. They carry nicer fabrics. In other words, more expensive fabrics. There's some of their fabrics that they specify for pillows only because it is a beautiful print or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not something that you want to sit on every day.
Durable enough to handle the everyday wear.
Durable enough to handle the everyday wear.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on their sample, for pillows only.
Okay.
So, you know, it alerts the salespeople to the fact that, you know, this is a pretty, pretty fabric. You don't want to put it in a heavy use room. You know, you want to put it in that formal living room that everybody loves and goes by and says, where did you find those pillows?
That's right. That's right.
But the normal fabric that comes from Temple, all of that fabric is a lot more long wearing than the standard upholstery lines. You know, there's different weights of upholstery.
Right.
Temple uses the heavier weights of upholstery.
Again, just like using that oak to build the frame, we're going to invest in the top quality fabric available. So, again, it'll match its length of lifetime for the furniture.
Right. And then the spring system's all tempered steel. So, you know, you've got a long longevity, eight-way hand-tied springs. Eight-way hand-tied springs used to be a standard in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lot of the companies use a just a standard spring mechanism, a stretch spring mechanism, mm-hmm. rather than a coil spring.
Oh.
It's called a serpentine spring.
Okay.
And it goes from the front of the frame to the back of the frame, and then the cushion set on that spring system, that serpentine spring.
Okay.
The coil spring is just like a coil spring that you see in a mattress.
Okay, that's what I assumed, but, okay. I didn't want to.
And then it's hand-tied eight ways so that it is totally even. It's spaced evenly in the frame. It's setting upright so that you get the most comfort from that spring. And that eight-way hand-tied guarantees that spring's going to stay in place.
Not going to move around.
Not move around, mm-hmm. not create a hard spot or a soft spot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another part of the luxury furniture build you don't see.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that helps ensure the lifetime of the furniture,
That's right.
Because it's so secure and stable. It's not going to wear unevenly.
Right.
You're not going to have them break loose and move around and then, poke through the upholstery where it shouldn't,
Right.
So again, when a consumer is looking at that and they're seeing that price tag, they need to understand all of the guarantees that are coming with that furniture and that price.
Right.
When you weigh that out, it is definitely well worth it.
Yeah. And we have a cutout in the catalog that shows all that. The rest of the story is like the corner blocks. Different furniture manufacturers do different things in the corners to put a frame together. Some are glued.
Okay.
Some are glued only.
Ooh.
Others are glued and screwed. And then they have triple dowel corner blocks. So they put the frame together, they glue it together, and glue the corners together. Then they put screws in to reinforce that. And then they add a corner block, which then that corner block is secured in the corner with dowels. And dowels are actually pieces of wood.
They're wooden nails, basically, right?
Right. Wooden nails is a good way to think about it. And they're pounded into that corner block and into the frame. So it actually keeps that corner from giving at all. Spreading out or doing anything like that.
So what I can envision is in that corner of the couch or the chair frame that's built is, it's glued and then it's screwed in together so they're holding each other. But then you take like this kid's triangle wood piece, a building block, and it's
right.
just kind of wedged right in there. And
exactly.
then you drill in each of those wooden nails
right.
and seal it up and reinforce those corners.
Right.
Perfect.
And the rest of that story is the legs are usually built into that corner piece that goes in there.
Oh, so then they're nice
in
and
the luxury furniture.
Secure.
It's actually a part of the frame. It's not, that leg's not screwed on. So that's why in bench-made furniture, if you want it 2 inches closer to the floor, you pay a premium to get that lowered 2 inches because they have to make that leg 2 inches shorter that's on that dowel that goes in that corner to fit that.
Yeah.
So, it's really a mechanical thing that they have to do to alter that frame to your specifications.
Yeah, yeah. But, again, it's well worth it because you're investing in something that's going to last you for years and years and years.
Right.
And that's important. And that's why you take the time to make sure that you have selected the right measurements, the right cushion style that you like, the right color of the fabric. Because,
and the right arm style.
Yeah, arm style, backs, back
right.
height, like you said, height from the floor.
And
the
back
length,
style, depending on the type of cushion you want on the back.
Yeah.
If you want it attached, semi-attached, or loose.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of people are afraid of loose back cushions today because loose back cushions came out on cheap sofas.
Right.
And they put shredded foam in there. They blew that shredded foam in there. It was puffed up with air. And, real quickly, that shredded foam
yeah.
lost its oomph, and your
mm-hmm.
cushions started looking saggy
collapsing,
and flat.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
You weren't happy with it and so on. But if you buy a good quality luxury piece of furniture, The back cushion is going to be a solid foam core.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to have any shred foam in it. It'll have a Dacron wrap on it. Some places put a muslin bag around it. Other places don't. That's kind of a thing that depends on the company. I don't have a real strong feel about that. If they do a good job with the Dacron wrap, I really think the muslin's maybe a little overkill.
Okay.
But some companies do it. And, you know, it's part of that. But you have, and then you have the choices in the weight of the cushioning material they use and the type.
Oh.
You know, with the Temple, you can even have a down and foam cushion.
Very nice.
So that gives you a really, really soft feel on top. You have to kind of be careful where you're using down, because if your fabric's not stiff enough to stay on, hold on its own,
mm-hmm.
it's going to look a little bit wrinkly where you sit, because that down is going to automatically just settle in,
yeah.
you know, when you sit on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to remember, you think about the old feather pillows.
Yeah.
You know, if you put your hand in the middle of it, it got pretty flat.
Pretty quick, yeah.
But with the foam core underneath, it's not going to get flat. But that upper surface that's usually about 1.5 to 2 inches thick that's down can compress quite a bit. So it looks
a little
rumpled.
Yeah.
To say this, to talk about. Now, your people that really know furniture know that when you see that rumpled top, that's a down cushion. That's the most expensive thing you can buy.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like carpets. You know, some people don't like to see footprints in it. Others say, well, that doesn't bother me. It just says you got good carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of the same idea.
There you go.
Personally, I don't like a down cushion, and I don't like real thick carpet that shows footprints.
Yeah.
I'm too OCD for that.
All right. All right. Well, it's time for a break, and when we return, we're going to hear that delicious recipe, and we've got some questions for listeners today. So okay. Stay tuned.
Based solutions like Salesforce, Office 365, and Zoom make your business incredibly productive. But more than 30% of the SaaS licenses you're paying for go unused, and that's incredibly expensive. So we created MetaSaaS, the leading SaaS management tool designed to proactively identify cloud software that your company's paying for but not using. For proof that we can help you find huge savings, go to MetaSaaS.com. That's MetaSaaS.com.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Indiana.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Indiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessern Streets, Vincennes.
We'll be right back.
And we're back here live in the 97.7 FM WAOV studios. I'm Cher Elliott of the Original Company Stations, joined by my buddy Greg Risley of Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. And Greg, let's remind everybody where you're located and how to get a hold of you.
102 North 4th Street, 4th and Bessarin, downtown Vincennes. The store has a big red awning around the outside, so it's easy to find.
Yes.
And you can call us at 812-886-4444.
You're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, evenings and Sundays by appointment if necessary. So be sure and reach out to Greg for that. All right. So we talked about luxury furniture today. There's lots of fantastic options. Top line stuff, Temple and your leather gallery, which are great. But don't be intimidated by that either. There's other price point furniture available. Right. So something to fit everybody's budget. And definitely come in and talk with Greg and his sales staff there. The girls are fantastic and very knowledgeable as well. Because learn about what you're buying. I think that's most important for our listeners to understand is learn about what you are buying. Because when you understand the quality product you're buying, you understand you're investing, and it makes more sense and good for you to know. Right. All right, so we're getting ready for our new favorite part of our show each week. And so Greg always shares a delicious recipe with us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this one is Chamber Luncheon was today.
Oh, yes.
And so Ileana Watermelon and Melon Dealers sponsored it. And they gave us a nice little brochure that's got some watermelon recipes in it. I know it's a little out of season, but this one kind of interests me. I think it says watermelon agua fresca.
Oh.
And that is Spanish for water refreshments. There. Now, I'm not sure that I pronounced that right, so I apologize in advance
if
anybody's listening and I said it wrong. But it's 1 cup finely chopped watermelon, 7 cups coarsely chopped watermelon, 6 cups of watermelon juice, 1/2 cup of sugar, and 1 large lime juiced.
Ooh.
Doesn't that sound refreshing?
It does sound delicious.
And I'm wondering if you couldn't do that with other kinds of fruit.
Yeah, you know? I would think so. I think you could do that with mixed berries or
orange. Think so. Mixed berries you might want to strain, though. You wouldn't want the seeds.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't want the seeds. You know.
But you might want to strain. And then it says add water if needed, so... that sounds like a kind of nice, refreshing thing. And the other thing they talked about today that I thought was interesting, and I have had this and I like it. Have you ever had grilled watermelon? Have you ever grilled watermelon?
No, you can grill watermelon?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, you just put it on the grill and it gets black marks on it just like a steak does.
Well.
And it gives it a whole different flavor.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
You know, so... this summer when you're thinking, okay, what can we do different, you know?
Yeah.
Go to the Ileana website maybe and then find some recipes for different things to do with watermelon.
Very neat. And so our current Ileana Watermelon Queen, Katie Ellerman, mm-hmm. was there today.
Yes, and she practiced her speech today. She did a great job.
She's getting ready to go down to the national conference in February in Nashville.
Right.
And be able to crown her successor. So we'd like to wish Katie well. She's a great gal that comes from a great family that we all know and love. So good luck to you, Katie. And best of luck with that in February. All right. So we do have a few questions for this week.
Okay.
I'm so excited. It's always nice to have questions. Here's one. It says, we have dogs in the house. Do you recommend a fabric coating be applied to our new furniture?
Yes, absolutely. Dogs and pets are just like us humans. They have accidents too.
Mm-hmm.
And so to ensure that your furniture lasts long and does a good job for you and make it pet friendly. Your really good products sold today, like Fabricoat,
mm-hmm.
are guaranteed to eliminate pet stains.
Okay.
So if your pet has an accident on your new piece of furniture, you're covered.
Very nice. I was thinking more about the whole shedding thing. I mean, my dog that I have, he is a Shih Tzu, so he doesn't shed his hair. It's like he's almost hypoallergenic because my daughter has allergies to dogs, or did as a girl. And with Shih Tzu, she didn't have that issue. But so he's not really, he doesn't shed.
Right.
But my son, when he was home from the military, before he got moved into his base, they have a lab.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my grand dog to death, but she sheds like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking more about that protectant keeping fur from like kind of weaving into the fabrics. Does that happen? Is that seal coat on that material? Does that help keep it from digging in? Or
I don't think it does, Cher, because the static electricity is usually what causes the problem with fur, either cat or dog fur, sticking to upholstery.
Gotcha.
If it's a tight weave, upholstery is not going to cling as much. The other thing, the best way to get dog or cat hair off of upholstery is with a microfiber cloth, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because it sticks more of the microfiber cloth than it does the upholstery.
Gotcha. Yeah, because, I mean, I, like, get the sweeper out, and I'm trying to suck it up off the recliner, because now I have leather couches, but my recliner is still fabric. And, you know, it, as much as I work with it, just is a struggle.
Get your clean microfiber cloth off and wipe it off.
Who would have thunk that?
Yeah.
See, guys, you got to tune in and listen to us. Greg has the answer for all this stuff.
Not always.
Most always. And if you don't know, you are able to find out.
I'll definitely try to find out for people if we don't have the answer.
There you go. All right. Here's a good question. We talked about these a couple weeks ago. It says, I would love to have one of the new power recliners, but mine has to sit in the middle of the room, and I don't want to have to walk over an extension cord. What can I do?
They make a charger that you charge with against the outlet in the wall, and then you take it and detach it from the wall charger and put it underneath the chair and connect the motor cord into that charger, and it will work the chair for 200 to 300 times.
Oh wow!
Before you need to recharge it,
that's
what they tell us.
That's handy.
Unless now the exception to that is, if you're using a laptop and you've got a USB port on the side of your chair, which some of them do, if you're using that on a charger, that USB port will suck that thing dry in a heartbeat.
Gotcha.
Because it's going to take the power out of the charger and put it into your laptop or your phone.
Gotcha.
So,
you
know, we've got to be careful. We have to tell people you can't use the USB port really practically if you've got it sitting in the middle of the room.
Yeah, because that's another nice feature of those recliners is that you've got a USB port in the chair. You know, that way you don't have to worry about sticking your phone to charge in an outlet as well. You use the chair and the plug in, and then you just put all your other attachments in the little console area.
Right.
If you have it. So that makes it really nice. But you wouldn't want to use your battery power to charge and run your laptop or iPad or whatever.
Right.
So good to know.
Now, the rest of that story about charging stuff is they're doing little chairside tables now that have chargers built into them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They have
a little
left drawer at the back, and you can plug your phone in, plug the lamp in, and you've got a cord that runs to the wall and plugs in.
Very nice. Very, very nice. All right, so I have, looks like I have two more questions here. We'll see if we have time. It says, is there a trick to picking paint colors? It's so hard to tell from those tiny paint chips. Man, that takes us back to our first shows that
we talked about color and hue. And
I'm such a pro now compared to when we did those first shows. So, yes, let's remind listeners not to be intimidated by those small color chips.
Right. But remember that the wall color is not going to be exactly the color on those color chips.
Right.
Lots of places will make you a sample, or they have samples made up, small little jars that you can buy for a couple or $3.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend to clients a lot to buy those and put it on the wall and make sure you're going to be happy with it. Every paint's different, so be careful with your choices.
All right, well, sounds like the close is coming on, so it's been another week, quick week. So thanks for joining us. Tune in next week, and we appreciate you tuning in.
Or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and ask the designer.
spend up to 175 years in prison. He admitted sexually assaulting athletes, including some of the nation's top gymnasts.